Hello everyone, how are you doing? I hope you're staying very safe in this face of this pandemic, and I hope that you're following all the safety precautions. I am Angie Inspired, and you're welcome to another episode of Angie's Two Kobos. So, let's take a moment to answer that question. How are you? Yeah, that's basically what this episode is going to be about. The truth is, no one could have thought that we would be battling a pandemic on a global scale at all. We couldn't have seen it coming. Absolutely nothing could have prepared us for it. But now we are here. And then the question is, how are we coping? A lot of emphasis has been on alleviating hunger, ensuring that education goes on in the midst of school closures and all of that. But there is something else that we're not quite paying as much attention to as we should, and that is basically our mental health. So again, I ask you, how are you? Were you even able to come up with a proper answer for that? Sure, we could easily go and say, oh, fine, I'm okay, I'm coping. But the truth is, it is very important that we are able to answer that question as honestly as possible. The truth is, it's also very important that we assess our mental health on a regular basis, especially now that we are coping or battling with something like this, something that absolutely nothing prepares you for. It takes a lot to be able to stay sane in the face of a pandemic, at least like the one we're experiencing at this time. Sure, we might say it's not necessarily the first time that something like this is happening. Sure, we might say that human beings are adaptive and they will always come out of this. But we all are struggling with one thing or the other. Now, this doesn't mean you're insane or you're going crazy. On the contrary, it means that you're absolutely human. It's that simple. Being human beings, it means that we have emotions. And when we are under stress, those emotions can, well, go all topsy-turvy and take us through different cycles of mental states. And that's completely fine. So I think it's also important that we also come to an understanding of the fact that it is okay to not be okay. Yeah, that sounds like I'm trying so hard to drop a punchline, but it's really the truth, guys. It's okay to not be okay. It's okay to have days where you absolutely don't want to get out of bed. It is okay to have days where you have absolutely no idea what direction your life is going to take. I mean, you go on social media and people are saying, oh, I'm learning this new skill, I'm challenging myself, I'm staying fit. And the time I come out of this whole pandemic or this lockdown, you guys have to be ready for my post-COVID body. But the truth is, we don't always have it all together. We don't always have it all figured out. Even the strongest of us, we have times that we are down, and it is okay to be down. It is okay to be a mother and have your kids running around the house unbathed at 12 noon or 1 p.m. It doesn't mean you failed as a mother or as a human being. It just means that at that point that you're going through a particular phase. It is okay to tell people that you're stressed out because you're working from home. I mean, people keep saying working from home has to be the best thing because you're in the comfort of your home. But trust me, it is not the best of experiences. I am in those shoes. I mean, I'm working from home and all of a sudden, looking at my house has morphed into my office. So it's no longer that safe space it used to be. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's no longer that place where I'm like, okay, I've stepped home. Even if I'm taking some work home, I'm not under a deadline to submit that work while I'm at home. I mean, it's on out of my own volition that I've decided, okay, I need to take some work home because I need to figure some things out or finish some stuff before a set deadline. But all of a sudden, my safe space, my home, has also become my office, and now there is absolutely no escape. Every waking moment is like, in fact, sometimes I feel like I'm stuck in a bubble and there's this anxiety attack I'm about to have because I have so much that I have to do, so much on my plate. I'm also, you know, handling some domestic chores. I'm also handling some of the children around me. No, I don't have kids. But at the same time, I'm also working. So it's really, really stressful. So it's okay to say I am stressed out, and then people ask you, what are you doing? Are you not working from home? Or is it work even serious? And then before you know it, they're invalidating your feelings. But you don't have to let those people dictate to you whether or not your feelings are valid. I mean, for some of us, it might not even necessarily be that we're stressed out from working from home or taking care of our families or having kids or anything like that. It's simply the fact that we're confined. I know people that are so used to practically every single day, they're going out to do something, or, you know, they're just outgoing people, they're outdoorsy, and all of a sudden they're being told you can't go out, that you can't step out of your house, and being outside suddenly seems so dangerous. That shift alone is enough to tip some people off the edge. It doesn't make them weak. It doesn't mean they're less than those people who are used to being at home. I mean, we need to also understand the fact that people are different, right? People are different in the sense that some people are used to being indoors and being able to entertain themselves, and, you know, they could care less what's going on outside. But other people are outdoorsy. They need to feel that fresh air in their face all the time. They need to be able to engage with other people, to talk to people, to just feel the sun burning their skin, things like that. But then suddenly they're confined, so that can also take a toll on them. You have people who suddenly have strains on their relationships, friendships or romantic relationships, or even marriages. People that, you know, a lot of things are suddenly coming up that you didn't really realize, and because, you know, some of us are not really doing anything worthwhile with our time, then put worthwhile in quotes, with our time, we're not otherwise engaged, it suddenly means that we have a lot of time for introspection. And as good as introspection can be, when it is not coming from a healthy place, it can be very dangerous. So what do you find? You find yourself going over errors, things, mistakes that you've made in the past, things you feel you could have done better, and before you know it, you're beating yourself up over things that have happened that you have absolutely no control over. And as many times as you tell yourself that I don't have control over this, I shouldn't let it get to me as much, you still can't help it because you're not exactly engaged in anything more productive or anything that could take your mind off it. Sometimes it could even be a feeling of helplessness. There's certain things, the entire pandemic and the lockdown is absolutely out of our control and we can't do anything about it. So it's that feeling of helplessness can be very, very paralyzing, honestly. I know I've gone through that phase within this period of the pandemic. There are times I like doing dishes because it allows my mind wander, and for me, it just helps me think, basically. So sometimes when I'm doing the dishes, I find myself going over things that have happened in the past, things that I actually thought I had gotten over, things I felt I had, you know, sorted out. I find myself getting angry all over again and asking, why did I say this to this person? Why didn't I do this like this? Oh my God, I've wasted so much time in my life. Oh my God, I'm never going to meet up with my goals or my aspirations. Oh my God, you know, self-doubt, regret, guilt, all these things. So the confinement has a way of just bringing all these demons out. Then some people, while you're battling at this time, might simply be, in quotes, simply be what the government incompetence. I mean, even that for me, there is sometimes this crippling fear that overwhelms me when I think of the way Nigeria is handling this pandemic and the implications of the proven incompetence that we've seen in government. I mean, you see the numbers rising on a daily basis, the death toll, the number of people infected, and you're like, man, Nigeria is not ready for this. God forbid, no country is ready, but you understand what I mean. We don't have the structure or the system in place to handle something of this scale. And you're like, what does this mean for me? What does this mean for the people I love? What does this mean for my kids? What are the long-term implications of this? Not even just on the economy, but life as a whole. Like, everything seems like, okay, what next? What's going to happen? When is this thing even going to end? And then you're suddenly faced with these questions that you cannot answer, and you cannot even look to your government to give you some form of succor, because, well, they have a proven track record of incompetence. So with all of these things in perspective, again, I tell you, it is absolutely okay to not be okay. And then you go on social media and you see people saying stuff like, if no one checks on you during this whole pandemic period, take note of all those people, because those are not really your friends. And I remember I was listening to Abimbola Craig, the Ndani TV actress, producer, and YouTuber. She talked about, it was a tweet, and probably you might have seen the tweet, and she talked about this sense of entitlement that a lot of Nigerians have. Excuse you, we are all in this coronavirus pandemic thing together. Nobody is having it better than someone else. Heck, the people that are in rural areas have a whole truckload of other issues to deal with. For example, they don't have access to water. Yes, we're telling them to wash their hands every day. How are they going to do that? The people in urban areas have issues to deal with. They cannot go to work. They cannot earn for their families. They have kids that are out of school all of a sudden. They have issues. Everybody has issues to deal with. People that don't have kids, people that are single, everybody has issues, even the children, even the teenagers that, guess what, they're supposed to be preparing for WAEC and NECO, but guess what, they're here, and they're suddenly asking themselves, when am I even going to get to tertiary institutions? You have people that have been exposed to domestic violence, gender-based violence, and guess what, they are stuck in their homes with their abusers. People are going through stuff, and then they're telling me about some nobody checked on you. I should keep tabs on the people that are checking on me, so that with corona I can, you know, say, oh, you checked on me, you get to be my friend. No, you didn't check on me, you don't get to be my friend. Really? People have things to deal with. People have mental issues. You don't know what state they are in. So better drop that entitlement mentality if you're like that, and manage your expectations, understanding the fact that everybody's going through stuff. And meanwhile, you're there taking note of who's checking up on you. Are you checking up on other people? In the end, if we're really going to like come out of this, we really have to learn to take into cognizance our mental health, to be frank. That's basically what this episode is about. We need to own it, accept the fact that it's first of all okay not to be okay. So if you're not okay, accept it, analyze it, ask yourself, okay, I am not okay. First of all, you admit to yourself. Then ask yourself, okay, why am I not okay? And what can I do about it to be okay? So it's really important to also manage your triggers. Like for me, news, I stopped listening to the news because honestly, it wasn't really helping. The numbers were climbing. I was seeing errors that our leaders were making and all of that. And I would find myself angry, distraught, sad right after watching the news, and so I stopped following the numbers. Of course, I still, you know, I'm still in the loop of everything that is going on, but at the same time, I'm not following it on a daily basis. When I'm on Twitter, I try my best to avoid things like around coronavirus and all of that. In fact, the amazing numbers of conspiracy theories out there do not even help matters. I mean, you have people talking about 5G and certain organizations trying to do this just so that they can push a vaccine out and all of that. So by the time you're listening to all of these things and consuming this kind of information, you're not even helping yourself. You're just triggering emotional stress. You're not even helping your sanity at all. So honestly, I would say, of course, remain in the loop of news. Listen to news once in a while to just know what's happening. Check the NCDC pages once in 2 days or thereabouts. But at the heart of it all, don't go crazy trying to know everything that is going on. And another thing I think is to remember that it's okay to not have it all figured out. Beyond knowing that it's okay not to be okay, it's okay to go through that phase where you're completely questioning yourself and you're asking, okay, what am I supposed to do at this point? Just enjoy it in the time being, especially if you're the person who's always, in quotes, had it together. So if you're at that phase, and go through it. But then I believe that by God's grace, you're going to come out stronger. You're going to be able to surmount all the issues. I believe it's also important to water your relationships at this time. Your friendships, reach out to people. Don't wait for them to reach out to you, but do the reaching out. And I tell you, there's nothing as beautiful as calling someone and then someone telling you, thank you so much, I really needed this call. There's something it does for you as well. You're not just helping that person out, but the ability to do something for someone else, especially in this time, and get that kind of appreciation, God, your dopamine levels will just rise to skyrocket. So these are my two kobos, and please guys, stay safe, stay mentally fit, and keep asking yourself, how you are doing and be honest with your answers. You can reach out to me at Angie Inspired on Instagram. You can leave your comments on this particular episode or right here on anchor.com. I can't wait to hear from you guys. Stay safe.